This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a tidbit in the Wall Street Journal the other day that kind of piqued our interest, a data point about what big data is not doing in a key part of this economy. Less than half of the farmers in a survey by the big consulting company McKinsey are using farm management software, and just 25% are using precision agriculture hardware. Ag tech is the phrase. And Belle Lynn wrote the story in question. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Could we have a quick primer, please, first on what ag tech is?
Absolutely. Agriculture technology, ag tech, is really the set of tools, both hardware and software, that enables farmers, growers to really get the most out of their farming resources and inputs and end up boosting their yields. So that's really the goal of this kind of current wave of farm technology, but it's really the kind of larger ecosystem, software, hardware, robotics, tractors, autonomous maybe, that right. allow farmers to kind of do their work with greater efficiency.
So two things that you said there, one, yield and current wave. We'll get to the yield in a minute, but I want to talk about current wave, because as you point out in this piece, it's been a decade-ish that sort of the bigger picture ag tech thing has been a thing.
That's right. So it's about a decade since data analytics and what's sometimes known as big data. So these sort of like massive amounts of data that oftentimes companies collect, but can also be collected on America's farms, where those are some of the environments where the richest data is to be collected, because you can collect it on almost every single specific piece of land, on the soil itself, on the seeds that are planted, where they're planted, down to the type of pesticide that is applied to a single weed, where that weed is located. So you can understand how specific these things can get. And that's related to this idea of precision agriculture, where mm-hmm. all these like very specific inputs tailored to a specific farm help a farmer to end up doing their work in a way that's more informed by that data and boost their yields with fewer resources.
Right. So to that yield thing, that's the name of this whole game, right, is getting more stuff out of the ground per acre farmed than they did before. And there's an amazing statistic in here. It says, according to the Department of Agriculture in 2017, farmers using digital soil maps, which are part of this technology, produced about 49% higher winter wheat yields than farmers who didn't. Again, that's USDA data. And yet the thrust of this piece is that farmers almost have too much data and kind of don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So not only is there this kind of challenge of getting farmers to use these tools, but once they've used them, they face this kind of data paralysis, which is how a farmer described this to me. He's farming corn and soybean. He feels like he's collecting so much data on all these different parts of his farm that he doesn't know what to do with it. And so that's a huge problem as well across sectors, where big data analytics has promised to kind of deliver all these efficiencies and productivity gains. But oftentimes what consumers and these farmers feel is that they don't have that background to say, okay, now that I know the moisture levels of all my soil, this is what I should do.
Right. And I do not want to sound by any means ageist here, and apologies to the young farmers out there, but the average age of a farmer in this economy right now, as you point out, is like 58.
Yeah, that's a big problem. Those folks are not as accustomed to utilizing technology to help inform their decisions.
This is perhaps a little bit of field, but there's an infrastructure part of this as well, right? In that almost all of this probably counts on connectivity and broadband. And I imagine if you're out in the middle of the North 40 in wherever you are on the Great Plains, connectivity might be bad. You might not have service.
Yeah, that's a great point. All of what we're talking about in terms of ag tech relies on having that internet connection, a reliable way of streaming the data that you collect. And so connectivity is a major problem on farms that are far flung or not as connected to the internet speeds that people in cities are used to. And so one of the problems that farmers run into is that when they're driving their equipment over a hill, for instance, you might have connectivity on one side of the hill, but you don't on the other.
Not to put a depressing punctuation mark on this conversation, but there are, I honestly can't remember if it's 8 or 9 billion people on this planet now, but there are going to be more in the future, and we have to feed them all, and this is part of the way we're going to do it, and adjust to climate change too, by the way.
Yeah, theoretically, farmers could boost their yields, and that would generate more food to feed the world's growing and hungry population, and also in a way that they're using fewer resources. So that's the promise of it all, but right now it's fallen a bit short.
Bell Lynn is a technology reporter at the Wall Street Journal, talking about how businesses, of which farms are one, use technology. Bell, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. Great piece.
Thanks for having me.